afternoon, everyone. Today, I'm going to present a study that was part of my master's research, and this is on inheritance in an allelismon of a new low status mutant in soybean. As you know, soybean is widely grown around the world, mainly for oil and protein purposes. However, there is another marker that demands soybeans to the specific quality traits, and this market produces soybean foods. Here I present some examples such as soy milk, tofu, natto, soy sauce, and edamame. For this market, it is important to have in mind the seed chemical composition of soybean. As you know, the main component of the soybean seed is protein with around 40%, followed by carbohydrates with 35%. These carbohydrates are classified into two different groups, insoluble carbohydrates such as starch, and soluble carbohydrates. And in this category, sucrose and starches are the main ones. Other seed components are oil with a 20% of the soybean seed and ash with a 5%. The soluble carbohydrates differ on the length of the chain. Here I just show the difference among these main sugars. We have fructose, glucose, sucrose, raffinose, starches, and verbascose. Raffinose and starches are classified as raffinoligosaccharides, and these two sugars are indigestible by human beings and monogastric animals. This is due to the lack of the enzyme that breaks down these sugars into digestible forms. When consumed, these soybeans produce flatulence and diarrhea. For this reason, it is important to develop soybean lines with low starches and low raffinose contents. And in this context, our single recessive gene, STC1A, has been identified in the plant introduction 200508, conferring this same characteristic. When lines with this single recessive gene were used to feed roosters, they increase the metabolized energy and also the dry matter digestion compared with regular lines. Also, it has been identified that the trade of low starches in this PI is due to a base change that we also have found, it is also reported that the lines with this single recessive gene have performed as well as traditional lines for agronomic and seed traits. Other studies have found the same confirmation of the presence of the single recessive gene in the PI. Besides this line, there is another green line, a mutant, B99-1589, that it is known for presenting a high sucrose and low starches content. However, there's not much information about what is the genetic makeup or what genes are controlling this trait in this line. For this reason, the objectives of this study were first, to determine the number of genes controlling the low starches trait in B99-1589, and second, to determine the allelic relationship with the previously reported single recessive gene in PI-200508. For the first study, we developed a population whose parents were B97-3000 and B99-1589. These two lines differ in seed size, as well as starches content. Basically, what we did was we crossed the lines in the field, and then once we got the seeds, we sent them to the winter nursery in order to advance generations. Once we got the S23 seeds back in Arkansas, we grew these seeds into Arkansas locations, Kaiser and Fayetteville, with two replications. Later, we harvested the S24 seeds and performed a sugar analysis. For the sugar analysis, we just followed the protocol we have established at our lab, and we used the HPLC system to quantify and separate the sugars, and we also used the standard curves to identify the different sugars. Here I present two examples of chromatograms. On the left side, I have the chromatogram of a regular line, which is one with high sucrose and high starch content. And on the right side, I have the chromatogram of D99-59, a low starch, high sucrose line. As results, after doing the statistical analysis, we found that there is a significant interaction of entry or genotype by location affecting the starch content. And we also found that the entry or genotype was the component that accounted for most of the variation observed. Then we plotted the data of the progeny for each of the locations and also the combined locations. And here we have on the x-axis the starch content and on the y-axis the number of lines. And what we observe is a binormal distribution of the data. We also observed that we would be expecting to have the stochastic values for the progeny ranging between the range of the parents. However, we observed transgressive segregance for each location individually and also when we combine the data, finding lines with a higher and lower stochastic content compared with the one from the parents. We did a chi-square analysis, and for the combined data, our results showed that our data fitted a 3-to-1 model. The same was observed in the favored location. However, for Kaiser, we have a shift. One of the lines went from the low line category and moved to the high plus medium category. From these results, we concluded that there is a single recessive gene for the lowest starch trait in V99-5089. With this information, we tried to achieve our second objective, which was to establish the relationship between this single recessive gene in V99-5089 and the recessive single gene that has been reported in PI. For this part, we developed a population from PI200-A and V99-5089. These lines differ in the seed size, the hilum color, the flower color, and both of them are characterized by presenting a low starch content. Basically, we just followed the same procedure. We developed the population, sent the seeds to the winter nursery in order to advance the generation, and then when we got the S23 seeds back in Arkansas, we planted those seeds in one location with two reps in order to perform sugar analysis in the S24. From this statistical analysis, we found that, again, entry or genotype was the component that accounted for more of the variation that we observed. And when we plotted the data, we have a binomial distribution again, and we observed a big number of individuals that were out of the range of the parents by having a higher or lower content. With the genetic analysis, we found that our data fitted a 9-to-7 ratio, which means that the lowest starch trait in V99-5089 is controlled by a different gene than the one that is conferring the same characteristic in the TI-200V8. From this study, we concluded that there is a new recessive gene in B99-C39, that gene is different from the one in PI-200V8. We think that the gene symbol STC2 could be proposed for the new locus for the lowest tachys in B99. And also, thanks to the transgressive segregation that we observed, we consider that actually it is possible to develop lines with even lower tachys content than the one compared with our parents' lowest tachys parents. With that, I would like to take any questions. I know that B99 comes from a cross of a Virginia line B97. I don't know the number, but by a PI, I think. But yes, I'm not 100% sure. I also observed that B99 is a high sucrose line, we get values around 8%, and PI, we get values around 6%, and we actually observed some transgressive segregants that were above those levels.